is Bird Note. It's a sunny September morning at Red Rock Canyon in the Mojave Desert. I spot hummingbirds, flycatchers, and a family of gamble's quail. But what I'm really after are birds of prey, and I don't see any. As it turns out, desert raptors are being hit extra hard by climate change.
So desert species have a special set of challenges. We're really getting extreme warming in the Southwest.
Blair Wolf is a biologist at the University of New Mexico. He says that hotter and drier deserts mean less water, leading to fewer plants and therefore less prey.
And that leads to a general more difficult problem for raptors to find food necessary for both energy and water. Raptors get most of their water from the food they eat.
Which can lead to lower rates of reproduction.
They've got to be able to make eggs and then find food for their nestlings.
Heat stress itself, even a few degrees of warming, can be a cause of death for raptors. In recent years, we've seen record-breaking temperatures sweeping across the Southwest.
When temperatures aren't even dropping below 95 or 100 degrees at night until 3 in the morning, you know you've got a problem.
And it's only getting hotter. I get back into my car without seeing a single raptor. But on the drive home, there it is, a turkey vulture, circling high above the greenest grass around, a water-guzzling golf course. This artificial ecosystem is an accidental oasis for a bird, but it doesn't solve the long-term problems they're facing in the desert. For Bird Note, I'm Sonia Swanson.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. It is September. I cannot believe it. I think just the fact that we flipped into September, it feels like a lifetime since I've been in the studio bringing you Girly So Groovy. Maybe it's just that mental note in my head that I don't want to admit that summer is coming to an end. We've got so much music in the next 2 hours for you. Consider this a 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. In the first hour, I've got music on the way from Basha Bulat, Hannah Georges coming up. Music on the way from Widow Speak, new music from Horse Girl, Caroline Rose, Boy Genius as well. We are going to kick off the entire 2 hours with a band that just knows how to create rock music that is wispy and willowy and from the depths of the dream world. I am talking about Mazzy Star right now here on Girly So Groovy.
And I try. 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 And I try.
Three song set right there that feels like it still is just kind of lounging in the last rays of the summer sun before sweater weather creeps in. It is music here on Girly So Groovy. We just heard music from Horse Girl. Horse Girl were in high school when they recorded their stellar debut album called Versions of a Modern Performance. It was an eye-opening, blurring blend of 90s indie rock that was meant to feel live and loud. The Chicago trio became a New York trio recently as they began working on their deeply personal follow-up, Phonetics On and On, an album of coming-of-age guitar pop. They wrote it during their first year at NYU. It's a gorgeous album. Released back in February, we're still featuring it here on Girly So Groovy because it's just that darn good. This time around from Horse Girl, we heard the song In Twos. In the middle, it is a duo that know how to blend dream pop, country, classic rock, and indie pop into this hazy, haunting reverie. I'm talking about the duo Widow's Peak with their song Sleeper. It's the closing track to their most recent album, The Jacket. And then if there was ever a band that understands dream pop, dream rock, it is California duo Mazzy Star. Their song Bells Ring is from their breakout sophomore album, So Tonight That I Might See, released back in the early 90s. Let's keep this mellow vibe going. Los Angeles alternative musician Caroline Rose, she has built a career as a champion of independent music. On her latest album, Year of the Slug, Caroline Rose recorded in GarageBand from her phone. And then on top of this, Caroline Rose toured the new album in a series of solo performances. She did it in exclusively independent venues, carefully chosen to avoid large service fees for her fans. And if that's not indie enough, the new album is only offered on Bandcamp and not available on any streaming platforms. Are you noticing a push by artists with ethics that are avoiding these big commercial streaming sites? Huge kudos and applause and support should go to these independent artists. Caroline Rose right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Julian wants to know why all the queens get the spotlight. I got bags under my eyes 'cause my baby keeps me up all night. We watch the Indy 500. See us coming. Late night exit swingers, just drop them off at sunset. I just wanna be there for someone completely. A foundation, four walls and a ceiling. But better run for cover, 'cause here I come. Can you feel me? The air's getting heavy, they're clutching their rosary beads.
is how it ends. Call it what I want, but I've got to face it. No more plain pretend. Call it what I want, but I got to face it. I'm no shoulder to lean on. Everything I thought that I was is baseless. I'm the way you are free of. 'Cause everywhere I go, I bring the rain. Kick and scream and shout, but you'll never run away from your pain. You can drag it out a year, you can drown yourself in tears, but you'll never run away from your pain.
You at the dive bar to go shoot some pool, make fun of the cowboys with the neck tattoos, ask you easy questions about work and school, I'm trying to be cool about an absolute fool about it, wishing you were kind enough to be cruel about it, telling myself I can always do without it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
I came prepared for absolution if you'd only so I take some offense when you say no regrets. I remember it's impossible to pass your test, but I'm trying to forget about it, feeling like I'm breaking a sweat about it, wishing you would kindly get out of my head.
Once I took your medication to know what it's like, and now I have to act like I can't read your mind. I ask you how you're doing and I let you lie, but we don't have to talk about home and practice method acting. I'll pretend being with you doesn't feel like drowning, telling you it's nice.